Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It is 1:09. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is not a good day in the great state of Minnesota. We are continuing our coverage of a politically motivated shooting and killing of our speaker emeritus, Melissa Hortman, and her husband, John, her husband Mark, in the wee hours of the morning. A man dressed like a police officer went to their home in Brooklyn Park and murdered them. Prior to going there, he went to Champlin and shot Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette. According to Senator Hoffman's nephew, Matt Olick, in a Facebook post, they are both expected to make a full recovery and are out of surgery. But Speaker Hortman, her husband Mark, are dead. And we are grieving. We are hurting. Jonathan, I want to bring in Mark Fry, if we could. I know we are actively trying and waiting to talk to the mayor of Champlin, the Champlin mayor, Ryan Sabas, efforting getting him here on the show. I talked to him earlier today because I want to. I know a lot of our coverage has been focused on Brooklyn Park, but Mayor Ryan and I were talking this morning about how the people of Champlin are doing, how they're feeling, knowing that this happened right there in their hometown. Their senator, John Hoffman, his wife, Yvette, very active in that community, shot by this suspect, allegedly, that police are now searching for. That suspect's name is Vance Bolter. He is 57 years old. That is who law enforcement are actively looking for. And listen, they say that this man is armed and dangerous, which is why they are asking people, do not go to the No Kings rally. State Patrol showed photos on all their social media channels with the No Kings signs that this suspect had in his vehicle that was left at the home of Melissa Horton. he was dressed like a police officer and knocked on the door. And when she opened it, all hell broke loose. I want to bring in former state Senate Minority Leader Paul Gazelka. He is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much for being here this morning. You, like me, adored Melissa Hortman. Talk to me about your relationship with her, with Senator Hoffman, and your thoughts this morning.
Yeah, it's my thoughts are all over the board. You know, I was a conservative Republican, and Melissa was a liberal Democrat, and yet as I was the majority leader, the leader of the Senate, when she was the leader of the House, and we were forced to work together and find solutions that work for Minnesota. And through that, we both grew to really respect each other, that we were trying to do what was right for Minnesota. And that's how I see her, you know, just as a problem solver, pragmatic, a leader willing to have to take the heat for her entire caucus when you have to take a vote because you agreed to pass something that you maybe don't even agree with, but you understand that when our, you know, the Republican Party and Democrat Party are very far apart, and when you're trying to find something that works for both, it's really, really hard. And so she stepped up to the plate, and, you know, so tremendous amount of respect for her. And I honestly, it's just, my heart just grieves for her individually, but for what is happening in Minnesota. And, you know, I'll tell you, I have a sister that's more liberal than I am. And, you know, right away she assumed it has to be a Republican. Well, it probably wasn't. But it doesn't really matter. It's where is our culture going that we can't respect and honor people? And even when we disagree, we don't resort to violence. I mean, how do we get off of that train? And so that's the soul searching I think everybody's doing.
And, you know, we're soul searching, and we're also sad as a community. One of the other things we are all experiencing right now is safety. We are not safe.
Yeah.
You know, we have a man on the loose who is bold and brazen enough to write down the names of 70 people in our state, some of them elected officials, some of them abortion rights advocates, some of them citizens, and to get dressed up like a police officer and plan this in the middle of the night when people are caught off guard with flashing lights on the vehicle, it's reported by, our governor and, you know, state officials at a news conference,
yeah,
and then exchange gunfire. You know, we are all out here living our life and shopping at the Hy-Vee and going to marches and rallies and protesting, which is supposed to be our First Amendment right to do so safely in this country. And now that is, we are at risk. And so the state patrol is telling people, yeah, don't go. I mean, are we living in Minnesota or are we living in Mogadishu? Where are we living right now? Because this is not the way that it is supposed to be in the year of our Lord 20 and 25.
Yeah, and we define it in one word, evil. I mean, it's like somebody willing to be so deceptive to murder people, and who knows how many people he would have gone down the list with, you know, if the police weren't there at Melissa Hortman's place. I mean, you know, I'm glad that he had to flee and that they have his car and they know who he is now and they're going to catch him. But, you know, this isn't the first whack job that's been trying to kill leaders. It's just like, you know, I think a lot about where our culture has gone. You know, I'm a little older, I'm 65, but I've seen since COVID in particular, just a huge rise in intense anger. And I think it's social media that is just driving people so far right, so far left, that they'll resort to violence. And I think it's up to us as leaders and media people and those that have influence to think about the words we say and how we say them. So when we disagree, we don't rile people up so bad that the people that are mentally unhinged will resort to things like what just happened.
And, you know, and I don't even know if I can blame it on social media, because like I was telling my friend Chad Hartman, this reminds me of a time in our country where they would just, you know, wait for Dr. King to walk out of a hotel room. They would go to Medgar Evers' house and kill him in front of his family. They would wait for Malcolm X to, speak at an event and shoot him from the back of the room. They would walk right up to a president, and shoot him, as he rode in a parade, kill his brother as he got ready to speak. And there was no Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Threads or TikTok then. This is, as you said, evil. And which is why I had a preacher praying on this show. And so we just have to be, you know, they say if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Yeah. And we have to stand up to the evil that is happening in this country right now. We're all going to fall because this is going to come to our front door. We can, you know, turn our heads for only so long and think, well, this doesn't apply to me. I'm not an immigrant. This does not apply to me. I'm not a black woman. This does not apply to me. I am not a child in an underserved community. But at some point, it impacts all of us. And that point, that day is today.
Yeah. You know, and it touches everyone. I mean, it's there's. You know, I think about it. I live up in Brainerd, and it's maybe different there, but it touches everyone. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're race, religion, political affiliation. There are people that hate, I mean, intensely hate other people just because they're part of a certain group or, you know, and that's the part where you're right. I mean, it was early 60s, you know, when all of those assassinations happened. You know, but it seems like it's been much calmer until recently again, where it's just become something that people somehow don't have a problem taking somebody's life just because they disagree with them about something politically. And, you know, that's the part where myself as a leader, I'm on X a lot. I talk a lot, but I think about how I'm saying what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And that's the part I'm just saying. I think we need to do better at being careful with how we confront and how we disagree with people. And I think we can, as leaders and media people, show more honor, show more respect, and maybe that will be part of turning the tide. The other thing I'll say, though, is like you, I'm a person of deep Christian faith, and I believe that we need a divine intervention in this hour. And that's, I hope lots of people are praying for that this terrible event will bring people together in a way that shifts our culture in a much more positive direction.
Thank you so much, Paul Gazelka, joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I appreciate you being on the show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We're continuing our coverage. There is a suspect in the shooting of Melissa Hortman and her husband who were murdered, and Senator John Hoffman and his wife who were shot, and according to their nephew, Matt Olick, are expected to make a full recovery, thank God. But this suspect is identified as 57-year-old Vance Bolter. He is considered armed and dangerous. And I'm going to bring in my friend Mark Fry in the newsroom, colleague. Mark, you know, the state police were telling people, hey, don't go to the rally. Don't go to the No Kings rally. Stay away from the Capitol. And, you know, I'm watching continuing coverage of this. And I see, you know, some of our legislators out speaking and hundreds of people there, even though Susie Jones is telling us that there is, you know, a search for this considered armed and dangerous suspect.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And this warning from law enforcement came out around 11 o'clock, and we officially heard from the law enforcement officials about 11:30, 11:45-ish, Shaletta. And at that time, a lot of people had already started that march, especially the bigger one in St. Paul that started at St. Paul College all the way to the state capitol. So that message may be a little too late, unfortunately, for a lot of those people who were already making that march. But just driving downtown today, I saw people on the bridges going over I-35W, and their protests are already underway. So that message, while it's delivered, and I think a lot of people understand why that was delivered like that, they're already out there. And it's I think maybe some people might shorten their time that they're at these protests, mm-hmm. Shaletta, but we'll just have to see how this unfolds. And I'm certain heightened security at these events as well. As you were aware, Governor Walz was supposed to speak in St. Paul today.
Yeah, and I believe I looked up and saw Keith Ellison talking there at the event. But Mark, I just have to tell you, I had to talk a couple of my friends away from the event today. My friend Dan was talking about going, and you know, he and I had a very frank and candid conversation. And then my friend Charlotte, you know, she was talking about going as well. And I was like, listen, find something else to do with your time, because we have an armed and dangerous suspect on the loose who has not been caught, who had these No Kings flyers in his car, and State Patrol is asking you not to go. And Mark, you know as well as I do, I'm not one to back down from a fight. If somebody says no, I usually go. But you know, we're talking about safety, and right. And we already have our law enforcement agency stretched thin. They are trying to find an armed and dangerous suspect. They have pulled police officers from every department across the state to fan out this community in Brooklyn Park to try to find this suspect, 57-year-old Vance Bolter, who is still at large. And then if you put a large contingency of people in one place, and there goes more law enforcement agencies that are going to have to go there and to protect them. And so it's just, you know, everybody is strained right now. And that is one less thing that we have to put on our law enforcement community right now.
That's a great point, because it wasn't just the St. Paul protest today. I mean, that was going to be the biggest one. I think at the last estimate, they said around 20,000 people were going to come to this protest today in St. Paul. But there were more than 40 other events like this happening throughout the state, a lot of them in the Twin Cities. But like you said, with the law enforcement already focused on this situation and what happened this morning, it's already, that's a lot of different areas to have to worry about too, Shaletta. So again, it looks like thousands of people already still in St. Paul this afternoon, but we're just going to have to see how many people stick around that long too, just because it's tough to get over there. I mean, the matter of the fact is there's construction, and that was kind of part of the conversation, is that was going to keep more people away than in April when they said they had about 40,000 people for a rally at the state capitol.
And, you know, another thing too, Mark, that we have to also think about is the fact that, you know, you've got all these people there. If this guy is armed and dangerous and he is on the loose and he's got these No Kings flyers, it may not be the St. Paul rally. It may be the Rochester rally. It may be the Duluth rally. They're going door to door. They haven't found him. He may be gone. Who knows? But you know, when you start thinking about safety, and all the officers being stretched thin, Mark, you know this as well as I do, that when I am out in community, I have law enforcement with me. I have an armed officer, because I receive those types of threats. I receive those, you know, emails and phone calls and text messages. I've had the police chief in the city of Cottage Grove, who lives two doors down from me, to come to my house and tell me, we've had credible threats against your life. So we're going to put a security, you know, one of our officers on your house. I got officers on my house right now, Mark. And so, today I called and I said, well, you know, I need, you know, some extra security. Let me call the people that I normally work with who provide security for me. Guess what, Mark? Ain't nobody available.
Right. And
there's nobody available. All the security that is available, hundreds of security officers at these companies throughout the state of Minnesota, they are gone. They have been contracted out by national news outlets, by legislators, by former legislators, by CEOs, CFOs, and CIOs. And so my fear when people get together and gather and protest with this man on the loose is that we don't have the resources to protect everybody.
Right. And there are other things happening today, too, Shaletta. Like, there was a Lynx game in downtown, and there's a big concert at U.S. Bank Stadium tonight. The Weeknd is in town for a show. And I want to reiterate, we have not heard anything about the concert tonight. It's if we do hear anything, we'll pass that along. But there's so many other things happening in the Twin Cities, and it's just, this is the reaction today of what's going on.
Right now, I'm sorry to break in, Mark, but right now the Minnesota Lynx are playing right now down the street at Target Center.
Yeah,
that game, it was supposed to be on CBS, but they have gone on with it, and it is going on right now over at Target Center. So there's still a big presence here downtown.
Yeah, and especially at U.S. Bank Stadium tonight, too. Thousands of people coming for a show. So, Shaletta, it's just another thing that adds to that, like you said, spreading law enforcement thin today.
Yeah, I do know, Mark, that there's several things that have been canceled. Glenn Flatterbow and I were supposed to be hosting and doing an auction for Teach for America. It is their annual gala. Makisha Nation and her team have worked for months to put this event on. And, you know, just looking at what is going on and where the event is going to be held. And, you know, a lot of the people coming are coming from that Brooklyn Park community where they are still grieving over the loss of Speaker Hortman. They are stuck in their homes. They're in fear right now for their lives. They're praying that this person, who is considered armed and dangerous, 57-year-old Vance Bolter, is found so that they can breathe a little bit of sigh of relief. You know, and so they've canceled that. And that's just one of the many events that, that, you know, so many people have worked hard to put on, to put together, that are being canceled and then later postponed because the state, the community is in mourning right now, Mark.
Yeah. And it's just, we'll reiterate that the suspect is still out there. There's no word from law enforcement yet that any indication that they've tracked him down or his status at the moment. So that's the biggest concern, especially as we continue to reiterate what law enforcement have been telling us today, is just if you're out and about, just keep your wits about you. Know, if you see something, report it. That's sort of the biggest thing that law enforcement are telling us at the moment.
And you asked me something this morning when we were chatting before the show, when you called me to check on me. What did you say?
I asked how you were doing, because I know very well that you and Melissa Hortman were close friends, and that she supported several things that you did, several things I've attended that you posted at the state capitol. So I knew that it's easy to put on sort of the armor of a talk show host or a reporter, but at the end of the day, when you walk out your door or turn off the mic, it's back to being a human being. So I just wanted to see how you were doing, Shaletta.
And I didn't think about it until you asked me. It was just what you said, Mark. It was, okay, I've got to call all the guests that I have booked on the show, and tell them that we're not going to be, talking to them. I had to cancel my live appearance because I was going to be live. Metro Transit was launching, I can't even remember now, something or another, because my brain is scrambled. And I plan to take the kids down there because they had all kinds of cool stuff, and we were going to hang out there, and then we were going to do some other things. And so, you know, just having to call somebody and ask them if they could help me talk about my friend who just died. You know, having to call you to get the latest and find out what's happening that we don't see on TV, that we haven't been able to report yet. And I hadn't thought about it, but, you know, in all of this, Mark, what you reminded me, and that I want to remind people who are listening, is that we got to take care of ourselves first, and then we've got to take care of each other. And you reminded me of that, Mark.
Well, it's at the end of the day, I think a lot of people listen and they hear who we are on the radio, but they don't know, like at the end of the day, where we go home to or who we go home to, which is the human element of all of this, right?
Yeah. And I appreciate you being a good friend and reminding me to take care of myself. We're talking to Mark Fry. He is in the newsroom at WCCO, making sure we have the latest information. Mark, thank you so much for joining us briefly on the show. We'll check back in with you. It is 1:32, and you check back in with us after the break.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is 1:35. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Not a good day in the neighborhood. As we've been reporting all morning long, all afternoon, there is a suspect on the run, armed and dangerous. He is accused and is a suspect in the shooting death of Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband. His name is Mark. And the shooting of Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Her name is Yvette. According to Matt Olig, the nephew of the Hoffmans, they are both expected to make a full recovery. I want to bring in a political insider and WCCO Radio alum, Eric Escala. He is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Eric, I appreciate you taking some time this afternoon to chat with me. I know you are busy with your own life, but I also know that you are very connected politically and couldn't imagine doing this story and having these conversations without you on the radio. Thank you, sir.
Well, you bet. You know, it's almost become a cliche. Minnesota gets in the national news for the wrong reasons. And here's another example. I do want to say one thing, Shaletta, and you know this as a former assignment editor. In the first few hours of a breaking story like this, you're going to hear a lot of stuff that ends up not being true. And so jumping to conclusions based on partial evidence is something that the viewers and of TV and the listeners to the radio ought to keep in mind, I think.
Yeah. Sadly, the one thing that we know to be true is Melissa Hortman and her husband have died. Governor Tim Walz came out at about 9:35 this morning during a news conference. And Eric, what he laid out was a horrific scene, something that we have seen play out in movies, not anything that we think that we would live through, a shootout with police, a list of names of legislators. And, you know, we have to applaud law enforcement who first went to the home of Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, and then realized, wait a minute, Speaker Hortman lives not so far away. Somebody should go check and make sure that she's okay. Had they not done that and had that keen gut, that just wit and intuition that so many of our law enforcement, members of law enforcement have that solve crimes and thwart things from getting, you know, too far out of hand. But who knows where we would be this morning or what we would be talking about had they not made that secondary discovery.
Well, what are there, 70 names or organizations listed on this manifesto or list that the suspect had? And, you know, who knows if he was going to go and approach people one by one, or if, you know, there was some broader plot. I mean, these are things we don't know, but it was just startling when the police chief of Brooklyn Park said that if officers would have seen this fella in the house, they would have taken him for a fellow police officer because his getup was so authentic. So hard to make it up. It sounds like you're, as you say, it sounds like we're making up a movie plot, but it's all too real, obviously.
And, you know, the sad thing, Eric, is this, you know, I've had fire drills in my house with my kids. Okay, what are you supposed to do if you're upstairs? What do you do if you're downstairs? Whose house do you run to if mommy, you know, something happens and I fall out and collapse? Where do you go? How do you call 911? This morning, we had an active shooter drill at my house.
Well, I have a family that lives in Brooklyn Center, and they were part of the 3 mile radius of shelter in place this morning. That the first warning or advisory came in at 6:15 a.m. There was another one at 8 a.m. in a 3 mile radius of the Edinburgh Golf Course. You know where that is up in the Brooklands up there. And so, and I, from what I gather, the alert may still be in place for staying in place. So.
Yeah, they still have this shelter in place because they're still looking for this person, 57-year-old Vance Bolter, still at large. He's considered armed and dangerous. I went online, and it looks like he was appointed by Governor Walz in 2019 to serve a 4-year stint on the governor's Workforce Development Board. According to the documents that I found, he was also previously served on the governor's Workforce Development Council in 2016 under then Governor Mark Dayton. You know, they are going, Susie Jones is in the neighborhood, they're going door to door, law enforcement officers from across the region, coming with a mobile command center, getting their assignments and knocking on neighbors' doors. You know, people are not able to leave their homes. They're not able to come and go freely. They're approaching cars and parked vehicles on the side of the road, making people pop their trunks because this person has not been found. And so this is very scary. And so as I look, Eric, at the No Kings rally in St. Paul, and I see Nakeem Levy Armstrong, and I see Keith Ellison speaking, and I see, you know, the thousands of people who are there at the Capitol, I have to tell you that my heart is racing because this situation is so fluid and the scene is so active.
Yeah. We should probably talk a little bit about the accomplishments of Speaker Emerita Hortman. She was elected back in 2024, and she had lost a couple of times in previous elections for the House and broke through and was a speaker for, I think, 5-6 years. And she was a closer. You know, there's a lot of show ponies up at the Capitol, but she could actually put words on paper and get the votes and pass something. And the same way with John Hoffman, who really is about as bipartisan as it gets in the legislature, and given his subject matter expertise, which is human services, and you hear the most heartrending stories and advocates and various for the disabled and so forth, you know, scrambling for whatever money there is. And he has just known for being bipartisan and thoughtful and sensitive. And again, a guy that can broker a deal and get something to the floor of the Senate that can pass. So the human tragedy here is unspeakable, but the quality of these two legislators, and I'm guessing from what we hear, Senator Hoffman will be back, but the quality of this lawmaking that these two were part of is really should be stressed, because they are first rate legislators that could actually close a deal and, you know, pass a bill.
And what made them special? How were they able to do this, Eric? Because right now in our government, our leaders are so divided. It's either win or lose. Nobody wants to compromise anymore. What made them special and unique in this way?
Well, Melissa Hortman and Speaker Damuth, the Republican Speaker of the House, they were able to forge a fairly painless deal outside of a couple of issues with the House tied at 67-67 and the Senate with a one vote margin in favor of Democrats. And Speaker Hortman and Speaker Damuth were able to cobble together something that, you know, nobody really liked all the way, but at least balance the budget for the next 2 years. Really, I think Speaker Hortman's legacy will be the 23-24 legislative cycle, where I think you can really criticize the content of what they passed. You may not like it or like the things that the Democrats did in those 2 years, but for her to lead that and accomplish like 30 things that they had on a whiteboard in her office, the Democrats with the trifecta, and for her to navigate that with such a small margin, that is good old country lawmaking there. Really, really tremendous stuff.
And, you know, we talk a lot about Speaker Hortman. Senator Hoffman, a great legislator in his own right. His wife, Yvette, Brian Lambert, was talking about Brian McDaniel, was talking about him this morning. So was Tom Hauser. Both of these people, very charismatic, very approachable, very, you know, with and for the people of the great state of Minnesota, always able to lend a hand. I know both of them as people who were willing to serve. When I think about servant leaders, you know, a lot of people want to lead and be out front because they want to be in charge. But a servant leader is very different. I've seen them break bread with people who were just excited to be in the room with them, not wanting anything, people who couldn't vote for them, people who were not in their district, just wanting to help and being a guide and a listening ear. And so, you know, it pains me to see something this tragic happen to people who are so good.
I traded emails with one of the state agency staffers that works with Senator Hoffman's Human Services Committee. And this fella said that he has led this committee without the mental toll that often comes with dealing with advocates and heartrending stories and not enough money to go around, and that his bipartisanship was more than any other lawmaker in the past few years. That's a direct quote from a staffer that worked with Hoffman.
Wow. One of the things that has kept coming up, Eric, is that folks are not going to want to go into politics. And the people who are elected leaders aren't going to want to stick around. What impact is something like this going to have on the future of politics, not just in our state, but across the
country? Well, who knows? The news cycles are quick and memories are short, but I know one of the driving forces of the new state office building that's being built there on University and Martin Luther King Drive at the Capitol campus, I think one of the driving forces for that was to improve security for state House members and staff. I think there'd been a growing concern about public safety and lawmaker and staff safety at the Capitol. You know, this is one of the places where we don't have metal detectors. And just as an example, and this, of course, took the shocking part of this, it's all shocking, but one of the very shocking parts of this happened at somebody's home, people's homes. So, yeah, it's another reason to not get involved, although you might think others will want to redouble their efforts. And it'll be interesting to see at the rallies in Minnesota today what kind of turnout. I know in Duluth there's a sizable turnout on Superior Street and Lake Avenue, and they were gathering here just an hour or two ago. So there is, I know the Department of Public Safety has talked about maybe canceling the rallies that are going around Minnesota today, and I don't know how effective that message has been, but I know in Duluth here there is a sizable crowd demonstrating.
Yeah, we've got thousands at the Capitol in St. Paul. I've seen Keith Ellison speaking. Nakima Levy Armstrong just finished speaking there. The media is there. And I have to say, I was very surprised by the number of people that actually showed up. You know, I'm also seeing, Eric, people canceling events tonight. Glenn Flatterbow and I were, you know, supposed to host an auction at the Teach for America annual gala tonight. That's been canceled. I personally have security for my family whenever I go out in community. And, you know, I was going to get an additional officer to just make sure that we were safe here. And I've been told by several agencies that they are all booked out. And this is, these are companies that have hundreds of security officers, and, you know, national media outlets, dignitaries, CEOs, CFOs, CIOs are all coming and calling on them to try and make sure that their leaders are safe. And Eric, when we start talking about safety, I want to go back to the Capitol for a moment, because when I first started doing Black Entrepreneurs Day 3 years ago, I didn't realize that we don't have metal detectors. We don't right. have somebody to wand you down. The guy's sitting there, and we just, you know, expect everything to go okay. And so I'm just, you know, what are your thoughts on whether or not this will force us to, you know, get some additional safety measures at the Capitol, so that when people come to visit the people's house, they will leave the same way they came?
Well, I think after something like this, we're tempted to say, well, this changes everything, or this will never be, this will change things for the better. And, you know, how oftentimes does it force change? And I know there, I believe there's money in one of the state budgets, the bills that was passed, that would have a security update for the Capitol. And of course, they don't really particularly want to give away, the State Patrol does the Capitol security, and they don't particularly want to give away whatever security secrets they have to alert the wrongdoers that this is what we have in place for security. But I'm certain it'll get a second look and see what happens in the Capitol, and then see how tightly restricted the new office building is going to be on Martin Luther King and University there across the street from the Capitol.
And
that'll be where House members will office when that building mm-hmm. is complete.
And when will that building be complete? What's the timeline deadline on that?
I don't know, but
okay.
it's moving fast.
Yeah,
they got the shovels in the ground quick. Well, you've seen it over there. You've seen it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. take shape. But yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the things
I don't know when it's supposed to.
I have been watching several news outlets, getting text messages from friends who work in the media all morning long at NBC as well as CBS. And one of the things that CNN is reporting, and this makes sense about how, you know, they're saying that this suspect, 57-year-old Vance Bolter, owns a security company. And used to do security from the state, according to CNN. He's got a PhD from the University of Minnesota, which makes sense about why he would have these the vehicle and the flashing lights and look so much like a security officer, to the point where the police, when they were doing the news conference, were saying that if he had gone up to officers on the street the way he was dressed and, you know, the everything that he had on, they would assume that he was one of theirs. That he was a fellow police officer.
This is a perfect example, though, of not jumping to conclusions about suspects and circumstance and who's alive, who's not, because I don't think this resume that you just quoted would have been in anybody's idea of who this person might have been or might be. So a good example of waiting out until more facts are known. And as you say, the background now, it makes a little more sense than the senselessness that seemed to be this morning. But.
Yeah. And again, the suspect in the shooting of lawmakers has been identified by police, 57-year-old Vance Bolter. He is still at large. He is considered armed and dangerous. There is still, Eric, a shelter in place for the people in Brooklyn Park up near that Edinburgh golf course where so many folks go for fundraisers. People live in that community. Every time somebody leaves out of that community, they are checking trunks because they still have not found this person. They still don't know where he is.
Right. And for folks that are not familiar with the area, it's a 3-mile radius around the Edinburgh golf course
mm-hmm.
is the shelter in place advisory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eric, traditionally, what happens? I know that they'll have flags flown at half staff. The governor has come out and done a news conference. But I know because I saw with Carrie Dietzick how we honor our fallen heroes, our fallen legislators. What is next?
I think there's going to be a lot of anger about this. I think And again, what happens, you know, be the flags at half mast and things will be named for Speaker Hortman. And but what if it causes people to be more discouraged or it makes people more angrier, and whatever change you're looking for, maybe to redouble your efforts to do that change. Who knows? But I go to the point where the news and the people's attention span moves quickly these days. You know that as well as I do. And mm-hmm. we'll just have to see what happens. I hard to speculate, but I mean, they will, she will be honored and her husband will be honored. And I think Senator Hoffman, you know, in stable condition out of surgery, and his spouse, they will certainly be applauded, and we'll be able to continue their work on behalf of Minnesota. So if there's any bright light about this, that is it, that two victims survived, apparently.
Eric Escala, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for taking the time on a Saturday afternoon to come on and share your thoughts and expertise on this matter. I appreciate you being on the Shaletta Show.
Well, I always enjoy being with you. Today, it's a duty more than a pleasure, but I appreciate you being calling me and soliciting my views. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yes, sir. It is 1:55. You do not want to go anywhere. We still have 30 minutes or so before the Twins pregame. My friend Steve Thompson is coming up at 2:00 at the top of the hour. Mark Fry and Susie Jones will continue to bring us the latest. Susie is posted up in Brooklyn Park at City Hall, where the Media Command Center is. Before that, she was out in community watching police from all law enforcement agencies throughout the region go door to door, home to home, car to car, shack to shack, looking for a 57-year-old Vance Bolter. He is still at large, considered armed and dangerous. He is the suspect that police are looking for in the shooting of two lawmakers and their spouses. Again, Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark
Shaletta,
have died.
Yeah. Yes, I just wanted to hop on real quick and just let people know what's coming up here for the rest of the afternoon, because it was a different schedule today. So we will have Steve Thompson coming up. Like you said, he's going to be on from 2 to 2:30. He will bring us the latest. Susie Jones, like you said, is still out there. Mark Fry is still here. We will be going to the Twins game. The pregame will start at 2:30. The Twins have mm-hmm. released a statement honoring their condolences to Speaker Hortman, her husband, and their wishes to Senator Hoffman and his wife Yvette. But we will still have the baseball game as planned, 3:10 first pitch, and Steve will break in if we have any new developments during the game. So that is the way that this is going to be worked out throughout the rest of the afternoon.
Thank you so much, Jonathan, for giving us the latest on that information. And thank you all so much for tuning in through Jason DeRussia this morning and staying around with me this afternoon. Our thoughts and prayers as a station, as a community, as a state, go out to the family of my friend, Speaker Melissa Hortman, and her husband, Mark. And we will continue to pray for a full recovery for Senator John Hoffman, his wife Yvette, and their family. You all be careful, be safe, stay prayed up, and be blessed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.